Baba Shechev said Mishnah 3, B'nai Slavcha, the famous story in the Torah of the daughters of Slavcha. They came to Moses and said to him that there were no males in their line, so do they not get a portion of the land? And we know famously that Moses went to ask Hashem, and Hashem said the daughters of Slavchad have spoken properly, and they do get inheritance. And what inheritance do they get? So according to the Tanna of this Mishnah, the author of this Mishnah, the way Israel was divided up was anybody who left Egypt, any male that left Egypt, was got a portion in the land, in Eretz Israel. Even if they passed away by the time they reached the land, nevertheless they got a portion, and it was divided up amongst the inheritors. So the daughters of Slavchad, according to this opinion, actually ended up with three portions of the land. Why? Because they ended up with Chelek Avihim, the portion of their father, who they had passed away, they inherited. But also, Shehayim Yotze Mitzrayim, because the father came out of Egypt. V'chelko im Echav ben Nichsei Chafer. And also, the father's father was a man by the name of Chafer. Now Chafer came out of Egypt. He also passed away. So his portion went to his sons, was divided up amongst his sons. But the father of the daughters of Slavchad was the firstborn. And we haven't seen yet, but we'll see in the next Mishnah. But a firstborn gets a double portion. So he actually had three portions. And V'shehar Bechori was the firstborn. So therefore, Noitel Shnei Chelakim, he took two portions. And therefore ended up with three portions in total. And those three portions passed to the daughters of B'nai Slavchad.
But everybody died.